Simply Don, the podcast network.
Hi, it's your old pal Don Barris, and I'm coming to you today from Simply Don, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. And the reason I'm coming to you today is because I want to ask everybody something. And when I say everybody, I'm talking about the fans of the Big Three podcast. Now, we left you a few weeks ago, and we didn't leave you because I wanted to. I left you because I thought that it was pointless to go on. I thought that Perry was going to blow it. I didn't want to have people coming to our big anniversary show on October 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th, and then Perry had quit. So I thought we'd get out of it before we got into that, because Perry was just too crazy. Well, a couple things have happened since then. Number one, Perry has been begging for this to go on. And I thought, wow, he might be able to deal with things in a professional manner. But the main reason is I didn't realize how much the fans really enjoyed the show and what it meant to them. Not only did they start a Big Three fan page where I saw numerous stories and numerous people saying they wanted us to come back, but people got in touch with me personally, told me the same thing. Some people were a little nicer than others. But I thought, well, what we could do is we could see what's going on. We could see where Perry's head really is at. That's what this upcoming show is about. It's going to be a podcast, but it was done on the phone with John Quincy Adams, myself, Mole, and we called Perry to see where his head was at. Well, he seems like he wants to do this thing. So now, what I need to know from you is, do you people want us? I don't want to continue to treat you like a yo-yo, because there's many times that Perry quit, then he comes back, the show's over, the show's on. Well, we needed a commitment from everybody. And what we've decided to do is this. If you want us to, and I literally, if you say that no, we don't want this, we will end it. This will be the last time that we talk to you through the Big Three podcast. But if you want us to, we will do shows up until the end of the year. But in that time, we're going to plan for our big 10th anniversary weekend, where on Friday night, we'll be at the world famous Comedy Store doing a podcast. On Saturday, there's a theater here in Los Angeles that's going to be showing Windy City Heat. And we'll have all the fans come there, and it should be crazy. It should be crazy. And we're going to have people that were in the cast and that have a big deal to do with the show. They're going to be there for a little Q&A. On Sunday, the chili cookout at Perry's apartment. And then on Monday, what we're going to try to do is, for the people that stay, we're going to do a couple podcasts on the Death Squad Network and trying to promote this thing. And we're going to try and do a fund anything account, and we're going to try to raise money for either a movie, but most likely a reality series. If not, if we don't raise any money and people don't want us, we'll end it at the end of the year. But at least this is a way to say goodbye to everybody, because, again, I didn't realize how many people really love this show and what it meant to them. But if you don't want us, you tell us, and we can end it now. I'm going to leave it up to the fans. Do you want us to come back? So I think that what I'll do is I'll have maybe Dustin put this up on the Big Three fan page, and we'll have a vote. Who wants us to come back and who wants this thing to end? So it's all up to you. Now, coming up next is the phone call that we made to Perry, and it's going to be a complete podcast, a regular length podcast. You might not be able to hear it as well as normal, but we're not in the studio, but you'll get the gist of what we're doing here. So here it is. What could be the last Big Three podcast, or what could be the first of the Big Three in your life forever. Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California, it's the Big Three Podcast. Phone call to Perry. Hi, I'm Don. Well, the other guys aren't here. But anyway, here it is, the phone call. We're going to start out with a phone call from John Quincy Adams to Perry, who broke into my apartment to call me. Take it away, Mr. Adams.
very respectful, accept responsibility for the actions that I've caused, and be very humble with Mr. Barris, Don Barris. First thing I need to say to him is that I'm very, very, very sorry. What am I sorry for, you may ask?
I am not going to ask. I know. Well, continue.
Well, I'm gonna say it like it is. For number one, biting Don. Number two, for any time I was violent or threatened violence to Don.
Including biting.
Number three, for putting my hands up to Mary Jane like I was
touching Mary Jane in the face. Yes.
I never punched her. Emotionally
punched her.
Okay. Explain.
You will agree, you Scaremaster, you will agree that you emotionally punched Mary Jane in the face.
Okay, if I emotionally punched Mary Jane, then I emotionally punched Mary Jane, and I'm very sorry for that. I gotta also stop yelling on Facebook and threatening to quit the show, as well as, I gotta stop listening to people that are trying to fuck up this whole show. They're trying to make me drop and quit working with Don and Mo. It's completely stupid. It's completely wrong. I also have to mention that these things...
That is subjective.
Let me finish, please. I also have to mention that to never happen, never let these things happen to me again, and that I'm committed to the Big Three for life. And you have to make changes.
I can tell you how horrifying that sounds. Now listen to me.
Yes, sir.
There's a bit of a snag in our long line netting, and that would be that Mr. Barnes wants no part of you. He'll not speak to you. He'll turn his back to you. He will turn away from you like a young man turning his back in a steam room. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Presenting in the animal kingdom.
What's that?
I'm sorry, am I on speakerphone now?
Hang on.
Hello?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, speakerphone? Really? Truly? Speakerphone? All right. You know what? All right. Who's listening in now? Who's there? Who's listening in?
I
sit over the Pinkertons to check out who's listening in.
Well,
why am I on
speakerphone?
I'm sorry, I'm a little paranoid. I took some bad Molly last night.
I don't like you calling on this phone number. You gotta call me on the home phone number.
All right, well listen, and continue to speak to me. And for one thing, and I also want you to know this, I'm recording this telephone call, are you?
How can I record this phone call? You're calling my cell number.
All right.
You gotta call me on the home phone.
We need to record our phone calls because the fans want to know what's happening. Do I have your permission to record this phone call?
I don't want you to call me on this phone.
Mr. Adams. I'm asking you a question. Regardless of that, do I have your permission to record this phone call?
If you call on the home phone, otherwise I will hang up.
Scaremaster, if you hang up, I won't call back. And this will be the end of it. Now I'm asking you for the last time, for the good of the fans, do I have your permission to record and broadcast this phone call?
Okay.
For the good of the... Hello?
Yes, sir, I'm right here.
Say it again.
Yes, you can record the phone call. Yes, indeed. I will give you the permission to record this phone call.
Lovely. Now that's professional. That's professionalism is what you just displayed.
Yes, sir.
That's somebody who wants to progress the project.
Okay.
It's not somebody who's listening to Joey Mascarpone.
Joey Mascarpone.
Whatever Italian you're currently lined up with. Going to the mattresses with.
Now, I've got three friends that want to also meet you when you're ready to have this meeting. The, with Don and yourself and myself over the phone.
What are you talking about?
I've got a guy by the name of Kyle Dickey, who's a flaming gay guy that I've known. He's originally from San Francisco, but I knew him back when I lived in Palm Springs, and I ran into him when I also worked at a grocery store in Laguna Beach called Albertson's Market.
That's right.
Kyle Dickey.
Kyle Dickey. Now, this is an actual person that you knew.
Yeah.
You say that not so sincerely.
No, I say it because I didn't like him. He was gay, and
he was different.
He
put up feelings in you that you were unsure about. Well, I will tell you.
I ran into him.
At first, when you said you had friends, I was a little suspect. But now that I've heard about Kyle Dickey, I think I speak for myself and all the fans when I say I can scarce wait to meet him.
That's Kyle Dickey's one. Kyle Dickey's one.
Kyle Dickey's wonderful.
Okay. Also, Mr. Longhorn, who got in your face yesterday.
I'm confused about him. Now,
I need to have him apologize. And he'll be coming by, too, to make an apology to you, as well as apologize to Mo for getting loud and vicious with the two of you guys last night. Okay?
Interesting, yes. Continue. Who else?
And as well as Jean-Claude.
Jean-Claude, now, I have heard you had mentioned Jean-Claude. Now, he's a French friend of yours. Is he there? Does he have to be there with you now?
Yes, he is, as a matter of fact.
You know what, listen, before you put Jean-Claude on, I'd like to ask you a couple of questions about Jean-Claude, all right?
What about Jean-Claude?
Now, listen.
Jean-Claude is...
No, listen to me.
Go ahead.
As an Englishman, you know how I feel about the French, all right?
Yes, sir.
The only thing that they have given to humanity is the baguette and the rim job.
What?
Frenching, French kissing. It's truly French kissing is French kissing of the, you know,
the
French trombone. It is the French trombone. That's what they call the rim job.
Jean-Claude's a non-violent guy. He's a very nice guy. He's a painter. His family were involved with the Perrier Water Company.
What are they involved with?
The Perrier Water Company.
Oh, Perrier Water Company, all right.
Yeah. And he's also from Paris. Paris.
I love it. I love how you say Paris. You know, oh my goodness, did you see all of these things Mr. Barnes has in his apartment? I had no idea. Look at these. First edition of every Beatles album ever. Oh, those ruffians. I love it. I have never seen such an extensive collection of Beatles memorabilia in all my British days.
Hold on a second.
Look at this. Hold on a second. I love antiquing. There's nothing
right.
I love more than antiquing. I will tell you something. There is something on this table that is beyond priceless, and I don't think anyone even knows it. All right, well, I'm not going to take it, because he would know it was me. Oh, my Lord, he has something here worth, I can't even begin to tell you. This is unbelievable. You know the figurines?
I don't know what you're talking about.
He has little figurines of Snap, Crackle, Pop, and Tony the Tiger, and the Hulk, and whoever. One of those figurines is worth more money than you've ever seen in your life. You have some money.
Really? What's the figurine?
That's between you and me.
Scaremaster.
This is between you and me. All right. This is our secret. That is
the
treasure.
What is the figurine of?
I'm not saying. One of those. Listen. This is between you and me. All right. Do you agree?
No, I don't know what the fuck it's the figurine of.
Okay,
I don't know it's worth any fucking money.
Someone's at the door.
And to add suspense, the phone call was cut right there. Now, Mr. Adams was still at my apartment hours and hours later. He made another call to Perry. Let's find out if we meet Perry's new friends, Kyle Dickey, Mr. Longhorn, and Jean-Claude. Let's pick it up there.
Well, one ringy dingy, let's have a little slingy. Hello, Scare Master.
Oh, thank God you called. You're half an hour late, but that's okay.
I believe it's thank dog, first off. And secondly, I'm sorry we got cut off earlier.
Yeah, thank you, though, for calling back.
Well, there was a lot going on. We were discussing many things. The value of one of the mystery items that Mr. Barnes has on his little shelf of caricature figurines. Also, Scare Master, more importantly, I'm still in Mr. Barnes's abode.
Without him or with him?
Without him. He was supposed to be here over an hour ago, so I've actually nodded off a little bit. I took a little cat nap. I expelled some proteins, and then I took myself a little dreamland. You know, I took a little trip to dreamland, and let me tell you something. You know where I ended up?
I don't know.
In the bathtub. Can you hear those bubbles? Can you hear those bubbles?
No.
Bubble, bubble. Let's get into some boy trouble. Scare Master, talk to me. Talk to me. Let me ask you something. Did you know that Mr. Barnes had so many bars of soap?
No.
Well, I've shaved a couple down into cylindrical forms and just been playing a little game of how many soaps, but let me ask you something. What's happening with your Saturday night?
This coming or why?
Excuse me?
This coming?
Like an orgasm.
Wait, coming?
Yes.
Coming.
No, coming when you say coming. Like
No.
Coming like an orgasm. I like that, coming.
You said, what's happening?
No, you said coming like an orgasm.
You said this coming Saturday night?
Like in the movie, like in WCH. Coming like an orgasm.
Let me speak! Fuck!
Please, open your mouth.
And I'm sorry for yelling, okay? Forgive me for yelling. Please, forgive me for yelling. Mr. Adams. Did you say what's happening this coming Saturday night?
Well, I hope it's a coming Saturday night, is what I'm saying. But, Scare Master, let me ask you this, all right? Enough of the chit-chat. I'm not talking politics. We're not here to talk about our personal lives and pop culture. What we're here to talk about is how we save the podcast.
The podcast, exactly.
Now, I eagerly await Mr. Barnes' return home, and once he does return home, I'm going to surprise him, let him know of my presence. Then, I'm going to tell him I have somebody on the line. It's a huge fan of the Big Three podcast. Now, this is going to be Mr. Longhorn, who's going to convince Mr. Barnes that he needs to continue the podcast because Mr. Longhorn wants to invest a lot and wants to become the number one producer or the number one, let's just say. Guardian Angel.
I say, but Mr. Longhorn is here on the phone here. Okay, let me open up apologizing for talking about getting the pointies up Mr. Burris's behind
Listen, Mr. Longhorn, let's act like we've never heard you before, all right? Let's continue. When I introduce Mr. Longhorn, let's act as if this is the first time anyone's ever heard him, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, here's what's what.
Yes, sir.
And by the way, did you know that Vince sleeps in a cubby underneath the kitchen?
No.
Yes, apparently. He's there. I think he's asleep. He's holding up, clutching a telescope. And he really, really... And also... I had no idea Mr. Barnes had that much cash on hand. And that many obviously that many firearms.
How many firearms does he have?
Exactly.
No, I'm asking you, how many firearms?
That's what I'm saying.
Adams! What are you doing in my fucking bathtub?
Mr. Barnes, Mr. Barnes, well.
Well, okay.
No time for the not just here to read the meter, love.
Why are you in my apartment? Why are you in my bathtub?
These and more questions will be answered after this word from our sponsor.
What are you talking about?
I'm saying that's where, if we had a sponsor, we could plug in a commercial right there.
Okay, I'm going to turn my back. I want you to get dried off, and I want you out of my fucking bathtub.
Do me a favor, love. Pick up the other telly so I can hear you. I can hear you better. Because I'm on the telly, and I can hear you better.
I want you out of the bathtub now. Who's on the phone?
All right, well, turn around, bright eyes.
I'm going to go over
here. Every now and then. Hello, what's that?
Get out of my bathtub!
I don't want to leave ring around the corner.
I just want you out of my bathtub, now!
All right. Put him on the phone. Now listen, is this little handkerchief the only bath towel you have? Oh, this bloody bath. Do you mind if I use this space cloth rather than a full-grown bathtub? I hate how they constrict me.
Just get out of my bathtub. What the fuck are... Holy shit.
Exactly.
That is...
Quite something, isn't it?
Wow.
They've written medical papers about that.
That is unbelievable.
Yes. Watch what you can do. Hold on.
I don't want to watch you put... I don't want to see what you're doing with your cock. Just dry off.
Can I borrow those sweatpants?
Yes.
Oh, these are lovely. Oh, Detroit Lions. I love it. Arr, Lions.
Okay. I want you out of the bathtub. I'm going to go in the other room. Tell me what...
Is Mr. Barris going to get on the phone?
He went out of the bathroom for a second. All right. We need to think for a second. Betty, he's home. Mr. Barris just came home. He lent me a pair of sweatpants. I'm out of the tub. I'm drying off my upper torso and really racking my brain as to what to do. What do we do? What? Talk to me. Thoughts.
What do you want me to do? Do you want me to get on the phone with him right away?
What should you tell me? What should we do?
I got to immediately apologize to him.
Okay, no. If he hears it's you, he will hang up. We cannot introduce you. We must introduce... I would say Mr. Longhorn, but Mr. Longhorn needs to be very quiet, needs to listen a little more, all right?
All right.
Easy. All right.
Hurry up, Adams! Hurry up!
Mr. Barnes, can I borrow this belly tea? Hello?
No.
Mr. Barnes? Quiet. Just keep us quiet.
Okay.
Get out of the way. For the love of God, quiet. Mr. Barnes, pick up the telly, love.
Hello?
Yes, I put on one of your belly tees. Let me ask you, no Daisy Dukes,
Okay, seriously, why am I on the phone with
asking.
You?
I don't have any Daisy Dukes.
I have three or four dozen
pairs of Daisy Dukes if I were you.
Okay, I'm not going to get Daisy Dukes. Why are you in my apartment? Why are you in my bathtub?
Here's the rub. And here's the other one. But listen, let me tell you what's what. I've been thinking long and hard about how to bring the big three back together.
Okay, I told you before, I'm done with that.
We know that. Yes, the fans know that. And the fans have said goodbye in a most
And it's over.
Fashion.
It's over. I appreciate
but
what
I
you
will
did.
Tell you this. The fans' magnificent farewell to us really is what sparked this. For them... They showed up in such a force as I've never seen before.
Did you see that video from India?
Yes, I did. Which one are we talking about? Are we talking about the one with the gentleman with the one woman on the bus? Because that was dreadful.
No. The one where some Indians were talking about how much they missed the big three.
Oh, yes. That. Now, that was something I could get behind. And trust me, I have no problem
I even saw the one. Did you happen to see? And I don't know if it was fake or not, but it sure looked real because I followed it. The Vatican paper said that the Pope was asking for the return of the Big Three. So I know that there are a lot of people.
Yes, yes. And you know, I appreciate that he's a Jesuit because I also like to lend a helping hand to the poor. If you know what I mean?
Okay, all fine and
I
good.
I like to jerk up homeless people street style.
But Mr. Adams, I've got to tell you the God's honest truth.
And well, that's when you look at them straight away. You look straight at them.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what street style is.
All right. This is very weird, but if you came over here to my place to get the Big Three back together, I have to tell you the truth. I don't want to do it anymore. Do you know how hard it was working with that moron Perry?
He had
everything to gain from this, and all he kept doing was listening to other fucking saps of shit. And he's never going to change. He is what we call a fucking moron.
I believe that is the Latin phrase for it.
Okay, so I don't want to do this anymore. I'm done. I thank you for, we did a great movie. Let's just put it behind. I've already got my new podcast out there. I'm going to put another Ding Dong Show.
And may I say, brava, auteur, wonderful.
I'll tell you something funny. I got a message from Perry after the show, and supposedly somebody told him to watch it. And he wrote me an instant message, and here's some of the things that he said. He said that I was a very smart guy, and it was because he heard the podcast. He said that he was very impressed with it.
And it took him until now to realize it.
Right. Well, he didn't know what he had.
Too little, too late, I would say.
And then he told me something about, I'd rather suck Don's cock than to... you know, that's what he wanted to do. He wanted to suck my cock, I think. So, I don't know if I can be around.
It's long been known that he's been enamored of your masculinity, your blue eyes, as deep as a lake it is your summer.
I got to tell you something. You know what image can't leave my head? You've got a pretty good package yourself, Mr. Adams.
There's a couple of tricks. I do know a couple of tricks that I've learned in Shanghai.
Okay, so why are you here?
So what I'm getting at is, this is not about Scaremaster. It reached a point, and I would like your thoughts on this, and we should discuss that. It reached a point where it was beyond Scaremaster, for it seems to have touched a large community of also possibly mentally ill fans who need some sort of help to cope. And by taking this away from both the Big Three and all the mentally ill,
All right, first of all, I want you to stop right there. I don't want you to call the fans of the Big Three podcast mentally ill, because I'm going to tell you this.
No, I say this is a wonderful. I say this
they were unbelievably great. I was so surprised.
It's different. In Britain, it's different. In Britain, it's different.
Oh, so when you say that they're mentally ill.
Intelligent. That means they're intelligent.
Oh, okay. Well, then I take back what I said about Perry. He isn't mentally ill.
Like we be illin'.
Okay. So I'm still not getting why you came into my apartment. I still don't understand why you're taking a bath.
I think the fans deserve something. I think to leave the fans in the lurch. I think we all did a disservice to a wonderful, wonderful community.
I said goodbye to them.
Au revoir. Toodles. Ciao.
What does that mean?
Well, they're all...
Okay, Mr. Adams, you may have had too much sherry or something because you're not making sense at all. Why are you here?
Again, I want to tell you, your figurines are priceless.
I know what they're worth.
Yes, right. You know what the one is worth.
I know what the one is worth.
Yeah, but it's shocking that you would leave it sitting out there. Anyway, listen.
I never brought it to the podcast studio at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's always been... Oh, one time I did, actually.
Yes, you did. And actually, I looked back at some tapes, and it's been in most of the podcasts. Right next to the Elvis lights. Anyway, listen. Again, off track. We're like a Spanish bullet train.
Okay, well, I've asked you about 20 times. Why are you here?
I recently met a gentleman or two who
I'll bet you have. With a unit like that, I'll bet you a lot of gentlemen. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Ding dong. Avon Dolan. All right, so I recently met some gentlemen who I believe it would be a disservice to the project if I would not introduce you at least and let you hear what they had to say about the Big Three and why they feel.
All right, well, tell me
that,
when you want me to
big
meet
three
them.
Must continue, and
I don't
what
think that can.
Willing to do to make the Big Three continue.
All right, well, I'd be willing to listen. When can we set up an appointment with them?
Well, you know what? I could get them on the other line. Would you want to hold on a moment? I can get them on the other line right now.
All right, let's see what happens.
All right, hold on. Hold on, I'm going to beep him in. I'm going to beep in my dear, dear friend. He's from Texas. His name is Mr. Longhorn. Mr. Longhorn, are you there? Beep, 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 beep. Mr. Longhorn, are you there?
Yes, I am now. Mr. Adams, how can I help you, sir?
Mr. Longhorn, listen, I'm here with Mr. Dan Barney. And he is the driving force of the Big Three. And he is the one who you want to speak to as far as possibly resuscitating the podcast.
Is it Mr. Longhorn?
Mr. Longhorn.
Mr. Barris. May I say a few words here, Mr. Barris?
Can I say something, Mr. Longhorn? You sound more like Foghorn Leghorn, to tell you the truth.
A lot of people do say that me and Mr. Leghorn do sound a lot alike there. Yeah, Mr. Barris, I need to open up and say that Mr. Caravello and myself are old friends from...
Oh, you're friends with him? Mr. Adams, you got to understand why I don't want to talk to this guy. If he's friends with Perry...
Hold on just a moment. I did not realize that you were friends with Mr. Caravello.
I've known Mr. Caravello for a long, 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 long time. And I got a lot of oil and a lot of money that I can invest in this project.
Let me butt in here for a moment. Mr. Longhorn, are you alone right now?
Yes, I am, sir.
Are you on the telephone now?
Yes, I am, sir.
Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm not, sir.
All right. Now, are you wearing pants?
I'm dressed in clothes. Yes, I am, sir.
All right. I'd like you to lose the pants. Just think about things for a second.
Yes, sir.
Just relax yourself. Just relax your mind, and let's take you where you want it to take you. Anyway, again, off track. Mr. Barnes, let me tell you about Mr. Longhorn.
I'm listening.
Mr. Longhorn is one of the largest purveyors of corn oil in the great state of Texarkana.
Are you serious? I love corn oil.
Yes, sir. Mr. Barnes, I have like 500 acres of corn that we grow out here.
Corn oil?
We don't grow corn oil. We grow corn.
How do you do that? What's the process exactly? Can you explain the process?
He actually developed a technique to extract the oil from the corn.
Wait a minute. Mr. Adams, excuse me. How do you make the corn oil, Mr. Longhorn?
Very, very carefully, Mr. Longhorn.
Yeah, sounds like someone's protecting their family secret. Let me tell you this about the Longhorn corn oil kingdom.
Excuse me, sir, but it's a bit of a secret on how we produce our corn into oil now, sir.
You're losing your Texas accent, Mr. Longhorn. Why are you going out of your Texas accent?
Let me just say this. As a boy, I remember the ads for Longhorn's corn oil when they would say, stick a Longhorn in your...
I don't recall our slogan being like that there, sir.
There is something really fishy going on here.
Sir, what do you mean by fishy?
Okay.
You mean I should be fishing for fishy?
Oh, okay. Well, whatever's going on, it's all straightened out now. So what did you want to talk to me about, Longhorn?
Hold on. Longhorn. LH.
Okay.
Relax for a moment. Ease back in the saddle.
Yes, sir.
All right. What Mr. Longhorn wants to do is he wants to invest in the Big Three podcast, all right? We've spoken. He wants to take what money is left of his family fortune, of Longhorn Corn Oil, whose slogan was, stick a Longhorn in...
What is it, Mr. Adams? What was your slogan?
It's not what I'm thinking, Mr. Adams is thinking. But the slogan is to invest in the big three there.
Okay, that's not a slogan. That's you talking.
We have to get the big three back into action now because everybody out here in Texas over here, Texas Arcana there, my boy.
Texas Arcana. Where's Texas Arcana?
Texas, Cabiche.
Texas Arcana. It's a lovely spot.
Mr. Longhorn, did you just say Cabiche?
Excuse me?
Did you just say Cabiche?
Oh, sometimes we talk like Italians over here in the state of Texas, my son. Yeah, sometimes.
Okay, so what do you got to say? Because I'm going to tell you right now.
Yes, again, Mr. Longhorn, let's talk about how much money you want to invest in the podcast. Because, listen, we all know that the kingdom is not what it once was. The Longhorn Corner has seen better days. When your grandfather's grandfather started Longhorn's Corn Oil and stamped the brand, stick a longhorn in your cornhole... That was the day that we knew you would be investing in the Big Three podcast.
That goes back 100 years.
Indeed, it goes back. It goes all the way back.
Let me ask you a question, Mr. Longhorn. How far are you from Houston?
How far am I from Houston?
Yes.
About 120 miles.
I know that.
Are you by the Lowe's? Are you by the Lowe's?
I'm north of Houston, actually. Just outside of Dallas.
Oh, well, hello, Tony Romo. Are you a homosexual?
Sometimes, you may say yes to that.
Wait a minute, did you just say that you're homosexual?
Sometimes you might say yes to that.
Is that how you know Perry?
Yes, that's how they met. They met at the boat, and Perry was going to Narcotics Anonymous camp. It turns out that for a while they thought that Tex might have been the gentleman that raped Perry when he went to his Cocaine Anonymous picnic.
Oh, I remember
when
that.
When he missed his audition for the Windy City Heat screen test.
I've known.
But you did not rape Perry. You did not rape Perry. True.
No.
But you have made love to him.
Not physically, mentally I have.
Really?
I know him physically. He won't go there because he's not that kind of guy. He's very against the gay community, and it kind of offends me. But I don't know what to say or do about it.
You don't find him kind of repulsive?
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Most of the time I have to try to help him and help him become a man, and sometimes a gay man.
The more I talk to you, the more you sound like a good old boy.
Well, you never know what you get when you deal with a guy like me.
So what is this about? From my point of view, Mr. Longhorn, I respect you as a very good businessman, but you have to understand this. I've been through so much shit with your boyfriend, Perry. You've told me something that I never knew before. See, Perry always denied that he's gay, but now that you've told me that he's gay, now I look at him in a completely different way. You know what? I just started thinking about this. I wonder if he was a pain in my ass because he was afraid to admit that he was gay.
Or maybe that he was afraid to admit that he was in love with you.
Again, I don't believe he's gay. I know that he does what he can to prevent gays
I don't know. I'm waiting.
He fights the gays because
he doesn't want to admit it about himself.
That's understandable. So he is gay, and he's just... I almost got to think that I feel bad for Perry, what he must go through. Because those Italians, you know, I don't know if you know much about Italians, Mr. Longhorn. Italians
No, he doesn't. He's from Texas. He knows nothing about Italian.
Well, the best way to describe Italian people, Mr. Longhorn, they
They're over emotional. They're aggressive. They're an ignorant nationality. They have the looks of an unkept dog, and the way they handle every situation ends up with violence. Unbelievable morons. You know, everything's about being macho. So if Perry was gay all along, and he probably kept it inside because he didn't want people to know, because of his Italian culture, they would look at him in a bad way.
Wow. I know about his religious background. He can never be.
He's what they call a Jabba. He's what they call a Jabba.
They worship dogs.
Excuse me.
Mr. Longhorn knows.
Mr. Adams got it wrong there, son. Listen, Mr. Adams got it wrong, son.
Here's the thing. Once what? It's a certain sect. It's not really the Jehovah's. He's with the Jabberho. They are a fringe group who prays to the Canaan.
And Mr. Adams, the other side of that. Think about this: what Perry must go through. He's a Jabberho and he's an Italian. Both of them are against gay people, and here he is locked in a gay body, and he can't tell anybody. Wow, the pressure the Scaremaster must have gone through.
It is hilarious. It truly is hilarious.
I don't think it's hilarious. It's very sad.
Yes, that too.
I almost feel like calling him and saying, hey, I understand, Scaremaster. Be who you are. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put on Facebook right now that I found out that Perry is gay and that people should support him.
Well, that is a nice thing to do. That is nice to support him like that, but...
I think I should do that. What do you think, Mr. Longhorn?
You know what I would do before I did that? You know what I might want to do?
What does Mr. Longhorn think? He knows him well. Do you think that would help him?
Well, let me say something there, son. I don't think you should go on Facebook and announce the Paris Day, because I know Paris personally. I've known him for a lot of years. I haven't been around him for a lot of years because, you know, in and out of Palm Springs, back and forth to Texas, back and forth to San Francisco. I've got a lot of business that I do with a lot of people, and you know...
Where are you going with this? This is boring. Please, pick it up. For the love of God, Mr. Longhorn.
Yes,
dear Lord, the energy. There's nothing going on in the story. You're naming cities. What's happening?
Well, where I'm going with this is that I need to announce to you boys that I don't believe that Scary Perry, or Perry Caravello, that's how I know him as, I used to know him as...
Arms, please, get to the point, please.
But the point is that the boy don't want the world to think that he's a homosexual.
Well, of course he doesn't want them to think that. That's why he's been hiding it all these years.
I just came up with an idea.
Talk to me.
I'm going to go on Twitter, and that will go to my Facebook. I'm going to tell people that maybe they should feel a little sorry for Perry because he's gay and he's afraid to tell people.
And then
maybe I might be willing to do the Big Three podcast again.
If Perry were to admit his gayitude?
Well, yeah.
So, in other words, let me see if I've got this straight. If Perry were to come out of the closet, you would continue doing the Big Three podcast. At least up until the anniversary and maybe the end of the year. Trying to raise enough money to maybe do a series or another film.
You know, if he came out and said that, I would kind of understand what he's going through. I always knew he was gay. Come on, Wolfie, sit down.
Hey, Wolfie.
Hey, everybody. All right, Wolfie, sit down. I just feel bad for Perry. I wish I could
talk. What is it about this situation with Perry that you feel bad for?
I almost wish I could talk to him right now.
There's someone at your door. There's someone storms on us.
What? Go to the door?
There's someone at your door.
Okay. Come on in.
Why do you feel badly about
the door's open? Come on in.
Mr. Barnes, why do you feel badly
about 10.
Somebody's at my door, and they can't open the fucking door on their own. Right. The door's unlocked. Come on in.
All right. They'll come in. But listen, let me ask you, why do you feel badly for Perry?
Because he's lived all of his life as a gay man, and he's afraid to admit it, and so he overcompensates by...
Hey,
Mo, what are you doing here?
Mr. Amstead was having a party over here tonight.
There's no party.
You got pizza rolls?
Hey, can I just tell you something, Mo? I just found out something very interesting.
What'd you do?
Perry just admitted that he's gay.
Yes, it was quite a storm machine. That's amazing. Well, good for him, man. Good for him. You know what? He's Italian. He can carry that off.
Anyway.
You know that.
Should we call Perry?
Excuse me, boys.
Hey, who are you? Walter, there's someone I'd like you to meet. Say hello to Mr. Longhorn. Mr. Longhorn? Hello?
Hello? How you doing there, boy?
I'm good. Who's this?
Mr. Tex Longhorn there, boy.
Is this his Foghorn Leghorn?
No, it just sounds like him.
It's Mr. Tex Longhorn.
Oh, Tex Longhorn. Oh, my God. I thought it was Scaremaster doing Foghorn Leghorn for a second. No.
Wait a minute. Scaremaster does do a Foghorn Leghorn.
Yeah, he totally does, but that's not Foghorn Leghorn, Dan. That's
hey, Perry.
Foghorn Tex.
Perry. Perry.
What? No, it's Mole.
Hold on, Mole.
Hello?
Perry.
Hello?
Who's this?
Hold the phone now a moment, that boy. I mean, let me see if I can find who you'll be looking for, that boy.
What are you talking about? No, listen, no. DEFCOM 3. Abort. Code Blue, whatever they say on NCIS. Listen.
What's going on here?
I mean, Mr. Longhorn, listen, I have an idea. Mr. Barnes, how
wait
you
a
like
second.
To
be hey, like Longhorn. Pick up the phone, Longhorn.
Hello?
Hey, Mr. Longhorn, what are you doing?
Hey, hold on, Mole.
Excuse me.
What are you watching? What movie?
Hold on, Mole, please. Hey, Longhorn, can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Is this Perry?
Can I ask you a question? Are you watching Tin Cup?
No, okay, hold on, Mole. Stop interrupting. Mole, stop interrupting. Mr. Longhorn. The truth. Is this Perry?
I need to start off with an apology to you, sir.
Is this Perry?
Well, there we are.
Is this
and,
Perry?
And so the guise has been lifted. So the veil has been drawn away from the face.
I need to definitely apologize
that
to you.
Hold on. Perry. You don't have to apologize, and I'll tell you why.
Yes.
Oh, hold on. Just listen to me for a second. For all those years, you've been gay and you've been holding it inside. And for you to come out like this and to play some Texas character to admit that you're gay and to let me know, I wish you would have just told me. I'm not going to tease you about this.
No, I'm not.
Scaremaster. Just listen.
You know, because of this, I'm just thinking here. Things are going through my head. You know, we are 6 weeks away from what was supposed to be our 10th anniversary show at the Comedy Store. And I didn't know. Listen to me for 1 second.
Go on.
I did not know the pain that you were in. I did not understand that these years of you living in this macho Italian California guy image that you had, that deep down, you just...
I'm not homosexual.
Can I just tell you one thing interesting? You might want to look at Mr. Adams, because that guy has got something downstairs that you gay guys really like.
Well, listen, I could hook you up with a couple of apparatuses that will extend...
I'm not a homosexual.
Listen,
okay, now you're denying. You're going back to denying. Okay, Perry, what I'm saying is this. I think it's very brave that you did this.
And because you've admitted that you're gay, what I'm going to do,
listen to him.
How does this sound? And this is just coming to my mind. How about we have...
Are you watching Waterworld?
Okay, Mole, stop. Stop with the fucking movies, Perry. We're talking. Do you want to hear this or do you want to talk about the fucking movies?
Okay.
All right. How does this sound? Let's say, because you're so brave, and you finally said something you've been meaning to tell me for 20-some years now. How about we go ahead, we do the 10th anniversary show on Friday, October 11th. On Saturday, October 12th, how about we get everybody who comes into town and we go over and we see Windy City Heat as a group? And how about we invite everybody who was part of that movie to be there for a Q&A after? Maybe we do one, maybe we do two shows. Then on Sunday, how does this sound? On Sunday, we have the VIPs come over to your place to have that chili cook-off. And then we do all that because you are so brave. Would you be willing to do that?
Okay.
Then here,
I'm up for it.
I've got just a couple things. Mole, hold on. Now here's what we've also got to do. If we're going to do this, we have to start a fund anything account, because I could see us getting, you know, a reality show. So we're going to have to do all this stuff to get this fund anything and have people give us money so we can do a reality show or a movie or whatever comes out of it.
Okay.
All right. But I need to ask you a few things.
Go ahead.
We only have 6 weeks to do this. I'm going to need you to check and we need you to check and see how much rent your rec room is. We need to know that immediately.
My rec room is now a gym.
Okay, can we go in there and can they rent it out for us?
Hold on. Is there a sauna or a jacuzzi? Now, is there any kind of steam bath?
Okay, Mr. Adams, this is not...
This is a jacuzzi.
Mr. Adams, this is not important. I want to get this out.
Let's talk about how many men can we shoehorn into that jacuzzi?
That's not...
Not important. I'll do some math. I'll do some quick math.
Okay, but on this fund anything, and maybe we can get some input from everybody here, we have to do some things where we give prizes to people that make contributions to our fund anything account.
Oh, you know, we could do. We could offer something like whoever gets the high bidder, they get to find that Perry's secret recipe to his chili.
That's a good one. How about this? And now remember, these are all just suggestions. We can turn them down. I think that people, like, let's say that some guy's the high bidder. He gives more money than anybody. He gets to bring his partner to Perry's apartment the day of the chili cook-off, and he gets to make love in Perry's bed with his partner. It can be a girl or it can be a guy. And Perry, don't think that you know, you can stay in the room and watch just to make sure they don't mess with your stuff.
I'd like to see that. And I'd like to see that on a webcam.
What else can they do? Do you have any other ideas?
No.
How about you?
I don't love making in front of people.
Mole?
Here live.
Mole, do you have any ideas of what people could get?
All right, how about this? Anyone who gives $100 or more gets to take a picture with the...
The trophy?
Naked with Perry and the trophy.
No, is Perry naked?
I don't want naked people here unless it's...
Unless it's some guy banging the shit out of your asshole. I'm just joking, Scaremaster. I'm not going to make any jokes like that. Don't worry. I'm not going to make any gay jokes.
How about $10 and you just flash your testicles for a moment? What?
How about people...
This is a PG...
We're spitballing.
All right. They're just ideas. How about this? How about we line up people head to foot and we make a big, long straightaway down Perry's hall, and Perry walks over them completely naked.
Like a flesh gauntlet.
Yes.
Don, I live in a public apartment complex.
That will not happen.
Okay, all right. Well,
my new manager would not allow that to happen.
Okay, then we won't do
he's
that.
A real nice
all right,
guy.
Perry. All right, let's forget it then.
He's almost 7 feet tall. He's fucking a monster.
As Mr. Adams would say, we're just spitballing here. All right, but here's something that I got to say to you, Perry. Again, you've been very brave tonight for admitting what you did, and I just want to say this. If we do this, one of the reasons that I quit before is what is going on over there? Whatever you're clicking, it's so loud.
I'm clicking?
Whoever's
putting... Are you recording this, Scam Master?
I don't have any recorders on. My answering machine doesn't do that type of...
I am recording it. Maybe it's my stuff because I record all my calls. By the way, do I have permission to record this?
Absolutely. You have my permission.
I just came up with an idea. Why don't we take this phone call and we put it as a podcast this Friday?
I don't know that people would want to hear that. Patty, do you think people want to hear this? I don't think people want to hear it.
All right, so here's what we'll do. How does this sound, guys? I'll put this up on Friday, and we'll let the people decide if they want to hear from us anymore, because I don't think it's fair, this yo-yo trip we've been
playing.
Everybody's
asking when...
Okay,
some
people... No, listen to me. Some people are asking. Why don't we do this? We will put this podcast up, and we'll let the fans decide if we continue on. And if we continue on, we will have the 10th anniversary show... Or actually the 10th anniversary weekend, the 11th, 12th, and 13th. But
11th, yes.
October Friday, 11th, Saturday, 12th, Sunday. And 13th. But here's what
and
I have to have from you.
What about the show on the comedy show on Sunday?
May I make a suggestion? I'm going to encourage cosplay. I'd like to see people showing up in their favorite costumes.
I don't think that that's necessary. I guess if they want to show up in costumes, that's cool. But I don't think that's that important. I think that the more important than anything else, how the people dress, is that Perry, the reason I had to stop when we did is because I couldn't count on you anymore. I need you to make a commitment to these people that you are going to come to the podcast every week, that you are going to... What? Then tell the people.
There.
We're making this into a podcast.
There.
Perry, listen to me. You tell the fans right now. You make a
prompt. I'm at the podcast of the week.
That's how you do it? You don't want to say
I'm
you're
sorry?
All right,
every
listen
week.
To me. Listen to me. You don't want to tell them that you're sorry?
I'm definitely.
All right. Listen to me. From
quick,
your heart.
Real quick.
No, you listen to me, you piece of fucking shit. What I want you to do is I want you to tell the fans what you've been going through for many, many years, and that you're real sorry about fucking them around, and you promise that if they buy tickets to come out here to this show, you are going to be there. You promise you are going to give 100% to this project, at least until we're done at the end of the year.
I promise.
And if you could you do it in song? Could you please do it in song?
In song?
Yeah.
I'm going to be at the show.
You don't mean it.
I Devos, please. I'm trying to. You're saying do it in a song. I'm trying to think of a way of singing it, but
rap it, dude. Bust it.
I don't rap. I'm not a rapper.
All right. Hold on, guys. Please, I have to go somewhere. I have to be somewhere in 15 minutes. So we have to wrap this call up, but it's going to be part of the podcast. So what I need you to do, Perry, is this. I need you right now to make a promise to all these fans that if they put their hard-earned money to buy tickets to come out here, that you're going to promise to be here. You're going to promise.
150%, I promise. That means 100.5%. That means I'm there, plus the other half is there. So you know I'm there for the next 6 weeks and then some.
Well,
meaning you say until the end of the year.
No, what I'm saying is this. Here's what I'm looking at. If we do this and we get through that show, maybe we'll have a couple shows and then we do a couple best of podcasts to wrap up the year. If we don't have enough money to move on, then it's over. But at least this is a good way to say goodbye. So in other words...
May I say, I think getting all the fans of the Big Three together in Los Angeles to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the most wonderful film...
A goodbye. Because if we don't get the money, it'll be a goodbye to the Big Three.
It'll be a farewell.
Right.
But honestly, I think when all the fans come together, they pool their resources, and to raise money, Perry has agreed to kiss a man on stage.
I'll go for that. I got no problem with that.
We have a deal.
I don't know if I can do that. I don't know.
See you in October.
Okay, well, wait. Before.
I don't know if I can piss on somebody on stage.
Piss on them. No, kiss them.
Live audience of over 350 plus people.
All right, well, here's what we do.
I don't know if I can do that.
Here's what we do. We let the fans decide if, number one, they want to come here and they want us to go on. And if they say yes, at the show, you will kiss a man on stage if they want that or not. And if they say yes, then you have to. If they say no and they want you to kiss a girl, then you will kiss a girl. So we will let the fans decide if on stage you kiss a guy or a girl. Does that sound fair, everybody? Mole?
Yeah, the fans have been burned before.
Well, this time
you can't toy with people like this, Scam Master.
I don't like the fact that I have to kiss another man.
They may say they want you to kiss a girl. You don't know.
Al Pacino did it.
Al Pacino absolutely did it.
You're
an actor, aren't you, Perry?
I'm an actor.
All right. So then, I got to tell you this.
We need to start casting that.
Can I real quickly say something?
We have 6 weeks to find that man.
Okay? Well, kindly?
Okay. Please. Quickly.
Okay. I need to be very respectful to you, sir. I need to accept responsibility for what I have done and humbly apologize.
Perry, you don't need to say... Perry, can I just say one thing? I now understand what you've gone through. And just the fact that you went through all this shenanigans just to admit what you've been doing and the life you've been leading all these years means so much to me. You are my friend, and I wish I could hug you. Not in a gay way, but in a like, hey, I'm there for you, buddy. Okay?
Yes, Game Master, it gets better, dude.
Thank you.
It's good. Do you feel good that you've let all this out? Are you glad you admitted to this and that you were wrong?
I need to talk to you privately, so one-on-one, so I can speak to you without...
We have no secrets.
Where I do.
No, you don't understand, Mo.
We have no secrets. We have no secrets here. The fans can hear anything you have to say to me.
I can't discuss it over the phone. It's got to be face-to-face.
Well, we'll save it for the podcast.
You're not going to kiss me.
Maybe. I'm not going to kiss you.
Then why does it have to be face-to-face?
Because I'm really not a homosexual.
What?
Okay, I'm not gay.
Okay, all right, you're denying again.
I'm
all right, gay. I can't have you going back and forth on everything you do.
I'm not going back and forth.
Okay,
listen.
Do you want to do this, yes or no?
Mo needs this.
Then just admit it. Admit it that you were wrong. Admit it that you were wrong. Admit it that you were wrong.
Of course I admit that I was wrong.
Okay, so here we go.
I'm sorry for everything that I've done to you.
Okay.
Strongly.
Okay, Perry. I know. You were very brave today for what you admitted through a Texas character. That, by the way, that Texas character is very good. If you want to get in touch with us on the social networks, you can get in touch with me on Twitter at SimplyDon1. My Facebook is Don Barris. My Vine is also Don Barris, and to see my Instagram pictures, it's at SimplyDon1. Mole, how can people get in touch with you? And Perry, how can people get in touch with you?
Scary Perry, I'm closing down my KNAC account, so I want everybody to email me at ScaryPerryX1050 @gmail.com.
And that's Caravello. K-A-R-V-E-L-L-O.
You don't know how to spell my name, so let me explain how to spell my name.
Hey, we got to wrap this up. So, hey, guys, let's put it there. Big three. Goodbye.
Before we completely go, I wanted to make sure that you understood that we're very serious about voting if you want us to come back or you don't. Now, I am not joking because I don't know how I would feel if I was a fan of something and they kept riding us like a yo-yo up and down. Perry's quitting. The show's over. The show's back on. And I don't want to mess with you. I really don't. So please let us know if you want us back or not. And don't forget, if you want us back, the 10th anniversary weekend is only 6 weeks away. So that would be October 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th. So let us know if you want us to do the podcast and have the 10th anniversary show. If not, no hard feelings. We're done. Well, anyway, back to our close.